at the Red Eye Network's National Photography Symposium, number 6. I wonder if it was number 3 when I last spoke to the lady I'm sat next to, Fiona Rogers.
Hello, Christian.
How are you? Very, very active online, I see.
Trying to be. Inspired in part by you.
Oh, rubbish. Oh, maybe. Maybe that's true, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it was the last symposium at Quad, which you talked about social media.
Fantastic. The last one that we met.
Yeah.
It was kind of interesting because there are certain organisations that I see playing their cards close to their chest, and yet Magnum, the organisation you work for, I nearly said notorious, like famous throughout the photographic world as championing some of the finest photographers in the world and their projects, seems to be not only interacting more than ever, having more of a voice in more of the spaces we are having these conversations, but also assisting people outside of its direct network.
Hmm. Yeah, I think it's been really important for Magnum, whereby the landscape has really changed, and in order to try to work out where we fit within the new world, new media world, I think it's been important to not be quite so insular as perhaps we once were. And things like the Magnum Foundation, which has been set up primarily by Susan Marcellus, is really helping that kind of message that Magnum has, is that it's always been about storytelling. And, you know, yes, Magnum photographers might tell one kind of story, but also there are a whole generation of other photographers that are telling, you know, equally amazing stories. And Magnum, being the big, powerful brand that it is, can assist in some ways in giving exposure to these types of photographers. And the fact that the Magnum Foundation can provide a funding platform for those sorts of photographers is amazing, I think, testament to the brand, really.
It's not just about being, you know, the loudest voice and the biggest brand. When it comes to Magnum, I see that they are able to tap into some of the most creative and inspiring minds. I've been enthused and kind of excited by some of the projects I see the big players doing. And one particular thing that springs to mind from Magnum was the ability to take photographic archives and have the photographers talk over the top and not at all afraid to deliver a film medium in the shape of a podcast, a photo slideshow, which created a completely new object. Is there anything along the lines that Magnum is doing now around a way of delivering the photographic image to people's eyes?
Yeah, I think that's it's a really good point, actually. When Magnum formed Magnum in Motion, its multimedia arm, it was pioneering. It was really ahead of the game. But then the landscape changed again, and, you know, other agencies started producing really slick films. I mean, probably, to my mind, Panos are probably producing some of the best photo stories, moving photo stories. And it changed, and Magnum was left in a position whereby, you know, it wasn't particularly doing anything that was groundbreaking anymore. And I think that rather than just churn out perhaps the same kind of stuff, it's taken a break from that. And I think that in the next year or so, there's a big company restructure that's about to happen. And I think in the next year or so, you probably will start to see that part of the business, the sort of online presence of Magnum, become a lot more significant, not just the audience development that we're trying to do through social media, but also how we disseminate our own images as well.
How important are symposiums like this, the Red Eye Network Symposium, to today's world of photography?
Well, I think they're really important, and I think that it's an opportunity for people to come together, and it's an opportunity for us to air some frustrations that perhaps we all have with the wider industry. But I think it's also, I think it should be more important than it is. And it's kind of a little sad to see that there aren't more people kind of engaging with it in the right ways. A lot of points get raised and won't be seen by, you know, potentially the game changers that might actually be able to implement this and facilitate some of the things that we've been talking about. And that's a bit frustrating, but I think it's really important that we do these things on a regular basis. I think it's important for all of our education.
So take your official Magnum-shaped hat off right now, just for a moment. What is exciting you personally in the world of photography right now? Who or what?
Well, what, I guess, is something that Stephen and Jonathan and I all sort of spoke about in our presentations, which is that it's quite a level playing field. And I think that, you know, the big players in the industry are equally trying to figure out where they fit in the market as a graduate is. And I think that's really interesting. And I think that the creativity that will come out of necessity is going to be really interesting. And, I mean, in terms of who, and I think that there's two photographers that I think are kind of harnessing a very different energy at the moment. One's Mishka Henna and the other is Natasha Caruana. And I think that they're both doing really kind of innovative activities at the moment that's looking at photography and interpretations of photography in a much, much broader way. And I think that's really exciting.
Finally, I get my newsletter through occasionally. Can you explain to those that may not be aware what Firecracker is about?
Oh, yes. My sideline. Firecracker's a platform for primarily European women photographers. It sort of started out as an online feature, and it's now grown. We try to do networking events and putting practitioners and industry people together and trying to, you know, create some collaboration there, try to give opportunities to some female photographers so that the representation of women photographers can be a bit wider, a bit more visible. And also there's a grant that is supported by Genesis. And we're just about to launch the applications for that, and that'll be announced in September.
Free cash?
Free cash, yeah.
Give us a couple of URLs relevant to what you've been talking to and where people can, of course, find you easily online.
Yes. So Magnum's magnumphotos.com. Firecracker is fire-cracker.org. And you can follow me on Twitter, Fiona_Rogers.
Thank you very much, Fiona.
Thanks, Christian.